Good morning. It's nice to be back here once more, and as you know that I'm here because of Inika not able to come, so it's my privilege to be here this morning and to share with you the message from Matthew's Gospel. And there are many ways you can get into that passage. I can talk about John the Baptist, or I can talk about repentance, which I will little by little. But what I chose this morning is about preparing, making straight the way. I suppose you can see on the PowerPoint, there's a straight highway. And I suppose people love to drive on a straight highway. Just put into cruise control, you know, and the car will just go by itself. But you've got to be awake. And then sometimes there's a road work. When there's a road work, you're rushing, you don't know what to do, right? Sometimes you get very, very angry sometimes. We say, this is the time they have to do the road work now, and I'm rushing. Don't we say that? Yes. And so I thought I'll pick up a line that John the Baptist talked about, or Isaiah talked about. A road runs through it. In other words, making straight the way. I'd like to talk about that. And last Sunday about this time, we were traveling from Sydney to Melbourne. And another couple and Saras and I, we went over to visit some people. And so we were on our way back. And he was driving and I was sitting looking at the scenery, you know. It was just beautiful. You can go off to sleep because of the highway. But I had to keep myself awake just to make sure the driver is awake, you see. So we're talking and looking at the scenes. As we came close to Goulburn, where the big sheep is, you know, Marino, right? So when we came close to that, we didn't stop, we just came straight. And then there was notice, road closed. So we had to turn into Federal Highway. So we had to drive all the way to Canberra, almost. We went to the step of, more like the entrance of Canberra, and then turn again. And we took Barton Highway to Yass. So our time was cut, you see. And we were just, because sometimes when they said there's a road work, you go further in, and there's a detour sign, you can detour and go back. But this time there was nothing. Just kept going. And Sarah said, we haven't been this way, have we? I said, no, we have been to Canberra, but in other words, not this way. And so we kept going, and as soon as we went just close to Canberra, then I put on my GPS, said, turn around, go back, get into Barton Highway, and that's how we came. So sometimes we do get frustrated, right, you know? And so I thought I'll talk about roads. So the image is there. And we are kings and queens in our own suburb because you know the road, right? You know where to go, how to go, because you're familiar. When you go to another suburb, sometimes very hard to find a place you want to go. Thank God for the GPS, but still, if you don't put the right address, the GPS will take you as it is in there. So sometimes, you know, we wander away. So I'd like to speak about making straight the way. Driving home the other day, past new highway works, the winding rural roads, and those little side streets only locals know, I found myself thinking about roads. Maybe it was the end of year business, maybe the holiday traffic, maybe just the quiet moment alone in the car. But as this gospel passage settled in my heart, I realized how much of life is shaped by the roads we travel. There are literal roads, concrete, bitumen, stone, or dirt. And then there are the other paths, the ones laid down for us long before we arrived, the traditions we inherit, the habits of our families, the expectations of our workplaces, the culture of our communities. And then there are the roads we have had to carve or shape out ourselves. Many of us know that feeling, standing where there is no path at all, and having to create one through imagination, resilience, prayer, courage, and sheer determination. As a minister, as a parent, as a worker, as a human being, we make roads with words, with decisions, with love, with daily choices. Some roads are built carefully with planning. Others appear because we stumble our way into them. And sometimes, let's be honest, we realize we have built a road in the wrong direction. And then comes the hard work of pulling it up, rethinking, rebuilding, turning around. We're in Advent season. Advent is a road. The word Advent comes from the Latin Adventus, meaning coming. Who is coming? The long-awaited Messiah. God stepping into human life through a tiny stable in an ordinary little town called Bethlehem. But the Advent road isn't a highway we build through our own skill and effort. It isn't something we engineer with perfect planning, good behavior, or sheer willpower. When John the Baptist appears in today's gospel, wild hair, camel hair clothes, smelling like desert wind and honey, he isn't giving us instructions for construction. He's pointing to a completely different kind of road. A road made not by what we do, but by what we let go of. John the Baptist, the wilderness prophet, John stands in the desert like a man who has stripped away everything unnecessary. Looks like the prophets before him, Elijah, Isaiah, men who learned that when you have nothing left, God becomes everything. Matthew tells us, John is the voice Isaiah spoke of, a voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. John has prepared the way not by adding more, but by releasing more. He has shed anything that would block his calling. And here, in the second week of Advent, when the shops are loud, the calendars full, and the do-to list long, John reminds us that beneath the glitter and decorations is a much simpler landscape, a wilderness, a clearing, a space where distractions fall away so we can see the one who is coming. And he speaks about repent, a word for the road. John's message is blunt. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come nearer. We often hear repent as a guilt or punishment. But the word literally means to turn around, to change direction, to face the right way so we can see what God is doing. As I said, the word literally means to turn around. If you are driving your car, if you're going in the wrong direction, if you have your GPS on, it says, please, when it's safe, turn around. Doesn't it say that? But sometimes you keep going, it keeps repeating. When it's safe, please turn around. And so we do. Otherwise, you'll go in the wrong direction. So that's what John is saying. But the word, as I said, literally means turn around, 90 degree turn, to change direction, to face the right way so we can see what God is doing. Traveling on the highway, we noticed there were some signs. Wrong way. Go back, sort of, you know. And sometimes we do that. Some people, they do that. They go in the wrong way. So it's hard to welcome Christ if we are walking the wrong way. It's hard to notice God's kingdom if our path is cluttered, blocked, or filled with noise. And it's hard to It's hard to hear God's voice if we are never still long enough to listen. John's fierce language may confront us, but perhaps that's because something in us knows he's right. Something in us knows there are things we need to release for God to build a road within us. The wilderness offers honey too. The Advent journey leads us through the desert, but the wilderness is not about denial or misery. After all, John himself lived on honey, sweetness discovered in the most barren places. The wilderness teaches us where our true treasure lies. It clears out what is unnecessary. It opens a pathway inside us so that Christ can enter the world through us. Advent is not only about preparing a road to God. It is about allowing God to create a road within us. A way for hope, a way for peace, a way for love to reach others. So let me ask, what's in your way? So let me ask you gently and honestly, what's blocking your road these days? What's blocking your road these days? If your life were a path, what would it look like right now? Straight? Winding? Cluttered? Overgrown? Broken? Busy? Is there something you are carrying that you need to lay down? A habit? A resentment? A fear? An expectation? A heaviness? A distraction? What might God be inviting you to release so that Christ can come close this Advent? Because the road of Advent is not built with effort, but with openness. Not with perfection, but with surrender. Not with more, but with less. Blessings for the journey. Finally, blessings to you in these Advent days. May you find stillness in the season's rush, clarity in the clutter, and even delights in the desert places. And may a road be made through you, in you, for Christ who comes again and again into your waiting world. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.